听力课堂，听 class.com。
Classic album, The Joshua Tree.
I think the Joshua Tree is not Irish in any of the obvious senses, but in a much more mysterious way, it's very Irish. The ache and the melancholy is uniquely Irish. Like our music, looking back on it now in the 80s, I can see that it was so out of step with everything around. It was mad. It was like a kind of ecstatic music, kind of gauche and uncool, but just with but a kind of highness to it, this kind of highness that I think works so well live. Now, of course, when you're selling that many records and you hear me say it was out of step with the time, you kind of want to go, you want to slap me around the face. But it was going into it. And something which is a staple on the radio now, like With or Without You, got to understand that's a very odd sounding song. It just sounds normal because you've heard it so many times.But it kind of whispers its way into the world, and this odd guitar part that's played on the Edge's Infinite Guitar, it was an unusual sounding record.
See the stone set in your eyes, see the thorn twist in your side, I'll wait for you.
I guess in the middle of it, we'd done the Amnesty International tour, The Conspiracy of Hope, in America. And I suppose, to some extent, because of what Amnesty International was saying and the people that we met on that tour and, you know, what was happening in Reagan's America, maybe it got shifted there in a way that only was apparent afterwards.
I think it's, you know, part of the whole ethos of our band is you can do it. We were a band before we could play our instruments, and we've always tried to put that across as a band. So I think it inspires people to say, well, I'm getting involved.
The Mothers of the Disappeared, I think it was an experience that really hit home with Bono when he was in Central America and in El Salvador, and realized that there was this movement of mothers who really didn't know what had happened to their children or their husbands or their lovers, and had had no recognition of those people had just been taken away in the night and never heard of again. And consequently, the sound, which was a sound Brian came up with for that drum loop that starts off Mothers, was very, very evocative of that sinister Death Squad darkness.
We were in Chile a few months ago, and General Pinochet, who was responsible for the murder and brutal torture of thousands of his citizens, was being voted into the Senate. And so we had a protest at the concert where we brought the Mothers of the Disappeared from Chile on stage. They arrived with pictures of their loved ones that had been cut down and taken from them, as the song says.
Turned out not to be the same experiment for any one of the six of us. But that's where the great collision comes from, the creative collision of everybody pushing as hard as they can in a slightly different direction creates this stretched envelope, this slightly defocused and quite rich and densely interconnected thing called a record.
Give me one more time.